Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Joe Ostrowski, Aaron Hawksworth with you. Opening day is Thursday. So excited for that. So it's time to look at some MVP futures. Where should we start? National League?
Let's start at looking at some recent winners and what we think we'll be looking for this year. Obviously, Judge domination throughout that award. Feels like it keeps happening in the American League, where the award is over about halfway through the season. That was the case with Judge last year, 2 years ago with Ohtani. 2020, we had the shortened season, so whatever, 60 games. Didn't even, I guess Jose Abreu won it, but whatever. Trout and Betts. Feels like in the American League, those have been decided early. They're not going until the very end, like we've seen in the National League. The Goldschmidt, it was close. Like, when you look at the counting stats at the very end, like, okay, yeah, it was his award. But on this show a couple years ago, Joe G was giving out Bryce Harper to middle of the season. He got a great number on him. Freeman was the 2020 year. Bellinger, Yelich. Feels like you could find more value in the National League throughout the season than you've been able to in the American League. Now, that's always going to change, but I think it's pretty interesting. My first thought on MVP is, with these rule changes, there's been a lot of chatter about more contact guys. Batting averages are going to go up. I think that's obviously true with the lack of shifting, but more stolen bases. If that's the case, if there are a lot more stolen bases, I think these writers are going to be in love with the idea of giving the MVP to a 40-40 guy, like a 40 home run, 40 stolen base guy. I don't know if we get that, but if that does happen, it wouldn't surprise me if they would want to reward that person because they're playing the baseball that they grew up on, all that kind of stuff. Starting the AL odds, these odds are crazy. Ohtani's 2-1. 2-1?
Ew.
Yeah.
Who would 2-1 for the MVP? 2-1 on a season-long future that you won't see your money until October? That's a no-can-do for me.
Before the season starts, 2-1? You've got to be kidding me. I even see a +190 some places. That's insane. Then Judge, the best number you can get is 7, but also see in the 4-5 range, and there's Trout as the third favorite. So yeah, there's Judge at the very Judge is up there as far as projection, but then the Ohtani thing, it's just we go back to this. I wonder if Ohtani's healthy, is it just gonna be him? If he plays the entire year and he's giving you one start a week and he's playing to his level, is it just going to be him moving forward? I think
that's what I was thinking. It might be minus money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In short order. Interesting.
Yeah, for sure.
Jake, were there any that you like?
There's a couple that I want to throw out there. I know who Jake likes in the National League. But Jake, do you have anything on the American League side? There's some players I actually want to ask you about that I don't know a ton about that are very high in the projections for this season. But anybody you like, AL?
Yeah, AL, the thing with Ohtani, I'll just start there. There's already been people talking about Ohtani fatigue for MVP. Like, I've read a couple things where it's already started. And he's only won one. Wow. He was second last year, and he won it the year before. But it's already started where people are like, oh, well, you know, Ohtani is always going to be the favorite, but we can't just rename this the Shohei Ohtani Award, blah, blah, blah. Ooh. So we might already be getting there with Ohtani as far as fatigue goes in this award. Like, it just might be a Trout thing because Trout came out hot, almost won it his rookie year, and Miguel Cabrera winning a Triple Crown is what really stole that award. And then it was just Trout, 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 Trout. But then Betts came in, and Donaldson came in for one. And what jumps out to me, and I obviously have, I talked about the extreme long shot I have on Randy Arozarena at 150-1 last week. And that's just a huge shot. And, you know, he might be a 30-30 guy like you were talking about. But Joe, you mentioned that the stolen bases and the rule changes, somebody who could benefit from that. And this checks a couple boxes too, because he's been there every year. And it feels like we've been saying, when's it going to be his turn? When's he going to win? It's almost there.
Okay.
Jose Ramirez, I feel like at 16-1 on MGM, we've been talking about him for years and years and years. And it's always top five. It's always top three. And he's a guy who could get 40-40 legitimately. Like, he's had 30-30 seasons. Like, he missed a 30-30 season a couple years ago by one. He had 30-plus stolen bases. He had 29 home runs. He just missed it. He had 20 stolen bases last year and had 30 home runs. So he could get – he might not get 40, but he could get 30-30 for sure. And plus, he hits for average. He's on base all the time. And he's the best player on a team that's the favorite for the AL Central. At 16-1, as far as this is kind of like mid-tier, I guess, if you want to call it, that's where I'm looking. Jose Ramirez, it feels like people are going to want to give it to him.
Love Jose Ramirez. And I think – I don't know if this would be part of it, but I expect them to win the division. So they're going to be in the mix. These rule changes are helping the Guardians a ton. Here's another name that I think will get 30-30, could be 40-40. Odds suck. Your boy, Julio.
Yeah.
I love that.
That was going to be my other one. If you want to take one of the favorites, it feels like it's going to be him. But
yeah.
Just not a lot of value. What about Corey Seager?
No.
Does he have enough stolen bases?
If you don't get hung up on the stolen base, like, stolen bases are going to be extra. Like, they're going to be a boost this season. I like Seager.
Right.
I mean, 30-1 on MGM. I gave him out 100-1 for home run leader last week. He's someone who's going to benefit from the lack of shifts now, too, because teams used to shift all over on him, and it hurt. Mm-hmm. And look at the metrics. He got hurt a lot by the shift last year. 30-1, I don't hate for MVP. I'm going to roll with my 100-1 for home run leader, because I'd rather just roll with that.
Yeah, that's
but
better.
There's a 45 for Seager.
I'd probably take that. Yeah,
I like that. It's pretty good. All right, are you out on Tucker? That was your guy a year ago. 35 now, pretty good number.
The thing with Tucker is, I just think Alvarez is. People are going to want to give it to Yordan Alvarez, and I just cannibalizing himself right there. Because I think Jeremy Pena's, people are going to want to give it to him too. He's going to be a face of that team as well. I just think in Houston, you could pick one of the guys, and Tucker's probably the one because he has the longest odds, most likely. But it's just Yordan Alvarez is just, it's always going to be him.
Yep. All right, let me throw
some. Blue Jays? Oh, sorry, Joe.
No, all good.
Like a Bichette or a Springer?
Not for me.
No. Not either of those two guys.
All right.
Springer's going to miss 50 games every year. It's just, I'm not going to sign up for that. Bichette is just like so bizarre for him because we thought the breakout was coming last year for him, and then it just didn't. And he plays really, really great defense. It's just the same thing. Like, I just feel like with Toronto, it's kind of a similar problem as Houston. There's too many guys that are just going to cannibalize each other there.
Okay, but I have one. But I have one on Toronto, and it's just strictly a value play. Chapman is 150.
Yep. Totally get that.
Got to play that. He's projected very high in as far as this year. All right, here are the numbers. So I'd play Chapman at 150. Bregman is 60. That's a lot of value there. Fangraphs Zips. They have him as a fifth highest WAR in the American League this year at 5.8 projection. So.
And he ended the second half awesome. He was like the best hitter in baseball from the All-Star break on. My problem is we know how baseball writers are and how the voters are. Yeah. Bregman's not a likable guy. He just isn't. They don't like him. Like, he kind of comes off prickly, and his whole ordeal with the cheating scandal was always kind of murky. So I just don't think people are going to want to vote for him.
Maybe.
And that goes back to the thing with Houston, too, is I think if people are going to want to give it to an Astro, they're going to want to give it to Yordan Alvarez or even Kyle Tucker over Alex Bregman.
Okay, and you are – we'll disagree on that, this one. I just feel like – I know he's going to get hurt, but I feel like I need a Buxton ticket. At 40.
I can't do Buxton. I can't. He's going to play 80 games, and the Twins already showed how cautious they were with him last year. We're down the stretch. Yeah. He was playing like once every 3 days. I just can't sign up for that. And it's like you said already, there's always this weird thing that he's going to miss half the season.
If I know, let's say it happened once where he plays 150, like he's on the short list, right?
If you tell me he's playing 150 games, sign me up 100%. Yeah. But It's okay. Always something with this guy. The labrum, the ACL, the ankle, the shoulder. Like, it's always, and it's never like a tweak. It's always something catastrophic where he's out for 4 months in a row. It's never something minor.
Correa is very high in the projections. I can't do it with Correa. I can't. And the number's 50. I don't care. National League side, go ahead. We talked about during the World Baseball Classic, and I'm surprised this is still the number, Jake.
Yeah, it's Trey Turner. It's going to be – he's the face of the team in Philly with Bryce Harper out. Had an awesome World Baseball Classic. There is precedent. I talked about it last week where guys that have good World Baseball Classics or at least even play in it always have gone on to win the MVP. We've seen it in the last 2 years that there's been a WBC. And he's a superstar. And he's a guy who, forget 40-40, he might get 60 bases, 70 stolen bases. He's that good. He's that fast. Wow. And the Phillies, they're going to have to try and generate some offense. And in that lineup, too, I mean, we expect to bounce back for Castellanos. We like most of the rest of that lineup, even without Hoskins, because they're going to bring somebody in. But Turner's a superstar. He hasn't got one yet. I think he's a very likable guy that people want to vote for. He's kind of the same with that Jose Ramirez. How has he not gotten one yet? He's always there. He's always in that top five, and he just hasn't broken through yet. So he might get 70 stolen bases and 30 home runs.
And oh my God!
Can you imagine? He might. He might. Like, I'm not sitting here saying it's going to happen, but like, I'm not going to bat an eye if he gets 60 stolen bases.
Huh. Acuña could. He could.
Acuña could easily put be 40-40. Like, he could be 40-40 easily. Yep.
Yeah.
I like Acuña a lot too.
The number that is a joke. Are people betting this? He's going to miss the first month. Tatis. He's 10-1. What? That doesn't make any sense.
Not
to
interested.
Me.
He could
the
win.
Thing with the,
but
yeah.
Not a 10-1.
It feels like I'm going to be jumping on some bets in the National League during the season because the players that we like, there's like no value. Soto's 5-1 as your favorite. Yeah. Trey Turner, it's probably worth a play. I don't get excited over the 11. Acuña, 10. I mean, Riley is 16. Like, all these players that I like. I wonder when it's going to be Arenado's time. And his teammate gets it last year. He's at 20. I don't know that that's enough value. Aaron, I just looking down the board here on the National League side, there's not a lot that jump out to me. Sean Zerillo last week, he loves Soto. I'm like, yeah, it makes sense. He's a favorite, but I don't know. Maybe he just runs away with it. I don't get excited about the best number I see, plus 550.
Yeah, I don't have a play there either. The one thing I was looking at, since you brought up the stolen bases, is looking at the stolen bases leader and then seeing if you could find someone with value who also hits a lot of home runs that maybe we haven't thought of.
Yeah, I think it's Turner and Acuña, right? There's nobody else that could do a 40-40 in the National League, is there?
Yeah, not really. I mean, because 40-40 is so hard. Yeah, no. Ramirez at 16 in the AL. But
okay.
The only other one, somebody who could get 30, and that would still, I think, get Lindor at 25. On the Mets.
In New York bump.
Yep.
What about Michael Harris?
I don't think for MVP.
It'd be tough.
I'd be surprised.
On that team.
Yeah.
Okay, let me throw a couple bombs at you, see if there's any chance. He's high in the projections. I think regression is coming in, but he's a good player. He's a good signing. They needed to make it. Dansby Swanson's 100-1.
I don't think it'll happen.
I don't either. I would not bet it. But I just saw the number. Real Muto, Nimmo. Like, none of these. The value in the National League, I just don't see it right now. Oh, you know who's high in the projections that has a crazy high number? But I get it, because who's going to bet him to win the National League MVP is Will Smith.
No shot. Nobody knows who he is.
I know, but in Zips, he's 4th in WAR.
Oh, he's a star. I love him. I think he's great, but nobody, like, you ask any 100,000, like, baseball fans, I guarantee you'd get more Will Smith the reliever than Will Smith the catcher.
Yeah, they'd be talking about him slapping Chris Rock. That's what they're talking about.
Nobody knows who he is.
Wait,
he's a baseball player? What are we doing?
See? I'm the Dodgers.
This is BetQL Daily presented by BetMGM. NFL win totals have been posted for the upcoming season. Which over-unders we like next?